This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Charlottesville City Council made history this week. It's been a long time since we had a local governmental body stand up and say they wanted to dredge an existing water reservoir to provide water supply. Very interesting. We're actually going to drive on the roads that we build. The founders of Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan join me live in studio. Dee Dee Smith, Betty Mooney, and former city councilor Kevin Lynch are with me here on Rose Hill Drive. Dee Dee, let me start with you. What are your thoughts about what's happening this week?
Wow, it's been quite a week, Coy. Basically, Monday, as people I hope would know by now, at the public hearing, there were 60 speakers, 2-1 in favor of dredging. I heard Dave Norris say earlier that they've got 150 emails, 148 of which were in support of dredging, or at least not in support of the 2006 plan. The city council passed a resolution that we feel is a really good compromise. It wasn't exactly our plan. It's not that we won a huge victory, but we did. We're very, very happy that it included dredging of the South Fork Ravanna Reservoir, as well as an emphasis on conservation. Those are really the two big issues that we have been fighting for.
Betty, let me ask you, is this a victory? I mean, do you see this as a victory after years of trying to get people to see what you see? It looks like some people finally saw it.
Well, I think we're certainly happy to see the dredging piece, and it's dredging for water supply, and it's a reservoir. Why wouldn't you dredge for water supply? That's always been something I didn't understand. So that piece of it, as Dee Dee said, certainly is, but the devil's in the details. And as some people know, the next day there was a meeting with the county, and the county would love to overturn what happened on Monday night. And I really urge the citizens of Charlottesville, both city and county, because this is a plan for every ratepayer. And let me say that again. This is a plan for the ratepayers of our community, city and county, because it's an affordable way to provide 40 years of water for our community. The Norris plan, which we're now supporting because that's what's on the table, has abundant water supply.
So. Kevin, let me ask you, as a former member of city council, what's your perspectives on the politics of this? I'm fascinated that we have the Chamber of Commerce, the Free Enterprise Forum, the leading conservatives in the county seem to be supporting the big government public works project that's a lot more expensive and is going to raise rates through the roof. And yet the crazy liberal tree huggers in Charlottesville are the ones who came up with the smaller government, less expensive market approach, fiscally responsible plan.
Well, you know, that's not a big surprise to me, having been on city council for 8 years. The development community talks a good game about free enterprise, but at the end of the day, the more public infrastructure that they can get paid or get bought on somebody else's nickel, the better as far as they're concerned. And I was always struck by actually how risk adverse they were when it came to doing deals, and the sense of entitlement. And I think anyone who's been following national or state politics, it shouldn't be that much of a surprise. The difference between the talk, what they say and what they do, it's no different than the banks. You know, they got a $1 trillion bailout, and they're the ones crying now about their taxes might go up. So, I do think what I am happy to see is that city and county, back in the late 90s, signed this thing called the Sustainability Accord, saying, we're going to look after not just our water resources, but our ecological resources generally. And, we say a lot of things and we talk about what a great environmentally conscious community that we are, but it's hard for us to take those steps to make that reality sometimes. And what council did on Monday was not to just say, we believe these things and that's great and we're great people, but we're going to do something about it. And that was a big step forward, because we hear talk all the time, but action happens rarely. And so we applaud the action that city council took on Monday.
We're talking with Betty Mooney, Kevin Lynch, and Dee Dee Smith of Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan, the citizens group that moved forward very aggressively over the last few years in urging our community to take a second and sometimes third look at the what I'm now calling the old plan of water supply in our region. Let me just throw this question out there to any of you, and maybe if you all want to respond to this. What I saw happen at the four boards meeting, it seemed incredibly lopsided. And Dave Norris, who was in here earlier on this program today, agreed with me and went on the record as agreeing that this, it really isn't a fair environment. The structure of how to structure a conversation, it seems incredibly lopsided that the city goes into a conversation with members of the Board of Supervisors, the county water board, and yet the city public works department is not there, and the Ravenna Water and Sewer Authority. And then the city has an idea and everybody gangs up on them. And because of the way they've structured the conversation, really outnumbering the city at this just made up group, four boards. It's just made up. There's nothing in our code right that calls for this group to get together. What are your thoughts on this?
Basically, it wasn't even just how the conversation was structured. It was how it was physically structured. Coy, we were all there, and they basically had these five city councilors with their backs to the audience like they were on trial. I mean, it was shocking. And then on the three other sides were the other boards as if they were the jury. I mean, it was that, and this is my perception of it, but I just found it very jarring. And it is a totally illegitimate set of boards. I mean, it's so stacked against the city. They don't necessarily have any more votes, in the final analysis. But it was just a shameful meeting.
Yeah,
I think that's a fair summary of it.
We have
a body of that's a authoritative body for dealing with regional water issues. It's called Ravenna.
Yeah.
And the city has representatives to it, and the county has representatives to it. And that's really the body that is ultimately entrusted with making these decisions.
The four boards.
I mean, the four boards, where there is no entity described in any sort of law called the four boards. It is, I think, it would be as if you and your wife are having some dispute, and she says, well, let's bring in the Family Mediation Center, which includes you, me, and three of my friends.
Yeah, and, yeah. And my mother.
He'd say, wait a minute.
And my brother.
And at the end of the day, really, it's the elected officials that are going to make this decision. They even usurped the authority of the Ravenna Water and Sewer Authority because they're responsible for who pays for this. One other distressing thing to me, Coy, about the meeting on Tuesday was that the director of the Ravenna Water and Sewer Authority is clearly working for the county interests and really not presenting information. He doesn't actually present information that's not true. What he does is he presents the information to support the county. He leaves out information that might support anything of the Norris plan or the city's interests. And it's a very lopsided, again, structure where you have the director who is directly advocating for the county dam pipeline plan against and trying actually to obstruct the Norris plan. And I think that was
But he's supposed to be working for the city too, isn't he?
Well, he's a director for all of us.
Yeah.
But he's not operating in that way at this time on that authority. And I find that very distressing.
But at the same time, I think we have to applaud city council. They stood up to this angry mob, basically, and they were being pressured to make a decision to raise the height of that dam, to agree to raise the height of that dam, and they didn't in the end. We were a little worried there for a while, but they did, they agreed to certain next steps. And so anyway, I think the city council handled themselves well.
We're talking with Dee Dee Smith, Kevin Lynch, and Betty Mooney of Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan. We invite you to join this conversation at 977-1070. LF is on the line in Charlottesville. Thanks for the call. Go right ahead.
Hi, Corey. I appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely.
I had the pleasure of attending both the city council meeting on Monday night and also the full parties on Tuesday. And what is being presented on the program here today is absolutely contrary to what I heard at those meetings. And the facts were presented and the facts were voted on. And I'd just like to say that I had the pleasure of serving on the Board of Supervisors back in the late 60s and the early 70s. And the Rivanna Sewer and Water Authority was formed for the very purpose of taking politics out of our resource of water. And what these folks are trying to project now is politics into it. And to contradict some of the things that are being said here tonight, is the fact that to raise the dam to a small portion and do dredging can't be permitted, and it will not supply a 50-year water supply program. So to say go and do a little bit now and a little bit later, and the cost of it is more than what the millions of dollars of studies that have paid for by the reservoir, the Rivanna Sewer and Water Authority, as well as the city, shows and points out that it's not economical and will not support the, will not give us enough water to sustain us for the 50-year plus plan.
Let's give them a chance to respond, and I appreciate the call, LF. Thank you very much for joining the conversation. And these are points I've heard. I was on the phone today with Clarence Roberts, who said, you can dredge all you want. It'll only give you 3% of the water you need. And why would we build a dam 13 feet higher when it's only going to cost 1% more to build it to 42 feet? And this is what we're hearing today is, you know, this Norris plan doesn't make any sense.
Well, I guess legitimate questions, and a lot of it depends on whose numbers you're using. Back when I was on council in 2006, I thought that the Rivanna plan as voted on in 2006 made a lot of sense, because I was looking at the dredging numbers, the estimates that came back from Gannett Fleming back in 2005, that said it's going to cost $224 million to dredge that reservoir. You know, if you believe that's true, then LF is right. We just believe that it's going to be substantially cheaper to dredge that reservoir than what some people believe. Now, fortunately, there's an easy way to test this. It's not like we have to have this fight about who's estimates are right. It's simply a matter of putting this out to bid. And I think that was a good step in the right direction. The council said, look, we're going to put this out to bid. I think once you get that, the private or the free market bidding on what it will cost, really cost, not just speculation about what it costs, the dredging costs go way down. We've seen unsolicited bids that have come in that suggest it could be done for a tenth of what Rivanna said. Now, they might be off. I might be wrong about that. But we can prove that one way or the other. If it turns out that LF is right and it really would cost $224 million to dredge a reservoir, then I would say by all means we should be building a larger dam at Ragged Mountain. But I don't think it's going to be anywhere close to that. The thing is, which one of us is right and which one of us is wrong is easily testable.
What about the argument that you're not going to get the water you need by dredging? That you can go dredge this existing water reservoir to provide you water supply, but it's not going to get you what you need. This is we hear this refrain now. This is a primary talking point on the part of folks who support the old plan.
Well, basically, the DEQ permitting regulatory agency has said, in fact, dredging along with Dave Norris's 13-foot dam will satisfy as a demand that meets what the recent Schwartz report reported for 2055. So basically what they're saying is that, in fact, it does meet a demand that is consistent with our actual use. What we're hearing about this 3%, we hear that a lot. And what they're not telling you is that that doesn't take into account the 800 million gallons, or this between 600 and 800 million gallons, that you're going to lose if you don't dredge. And so they'll only say, well, you only recover a certain amount, and I think it's closer to 13% for full restorative dredging. But we're also talking about maintaining that reservoir. And what we will lose if we don't do any dredging is 1 billion gallons. That's half the water that will be in that new Ragged Mountain Reservoir.
I think the simple explanation for people listening who haven't followed all the numbers is that the Norris plan according to the Department of Environmental Quality, will supply 40 years of water for this community. That's plenty of water. You can't forecast 50 years into the future. The NORS plan also allows triggers that if we're wrong decade by decade, and if we're underestimating every decade, we're required by the state to look at how much water we actually use. And if we, in fact, aren't conserving like we are now, 25% below what the plan was based on, those triggers go in and we build the dam higher. So there's all kinds of protections that the NORS plan gives us. 40 years of water. Nobody's going to lose out, not the city, not the county, not UVA. Plenty of water at a far lower cost. I mean, like Kevin says, we've had all kinds of dredging estimates. We know that dredging is nowhere near what they told us.
We're talking with Betty Mooney, Kevin Lynch, and Dee Dee Smith. The phone lines are open. Randolph is on the line in Crozet. Randolph, thanks for the call, buddy. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Just to preface this, I'm a free market, conservative, Republican, and pro-controlled development kind of guy with a master's degree in environmental science with areas of concentration, geology and limnology about water. Watch dredging go on forever and ever. I got to tell you, the NORS plan is spot on. I will personally call my Republican supervisors who I helped get elected and let them know that and say, hey, you need to support this plan. It conserves our natural resources, conserves money. It couldn't be any better. And just by the way, I've watched all kinds of different dredging projects. You don't have to get so high-tech with dredging. Dredging can be a nice low-tech item and doesn't have to be that expensive, and I'll leave it at that.
Randolph, thank you for the call. We appreciate you joining the conversation. We got a line open at 977-1070, and Susan is with us in Albemarle County. Susan, go right ahead.
Hi, I have a comment and a question. First of all, it does seem to me that dredging seems like a smart thing to do, at least initially, because anybody knows that silt fills in the water and you start losing a lot of water that way. But I had a question. There was something recently, I believe it was this week, that Dave Norris said they needed to go to Richmond and ask the DEQ whether something was permissible, allowable, fit the plan, some question they had.
Yeah, great point. Let me ask the folks here. That's an excellent point. And that was sort of the takeaway, was it not, Dee Dee, after the four boards meeting? They said, Dave, we can't do your plan. DEQ says we're not allowed to. And Dave said, well, let's go ask DEQ. And they said, no, we don't want to ask him.
Right, exactly. here we go again.
it rests on a little bit of complexity in the permit. What the DEQ plan said is that we can implement the Dave Norris plan and we'll get most of the water that we thought we would need, 16.8 million gallons, which is quite a bit more than we're using today.
Yeah.
But that they did have a problem with the way that we decide how much water to release to the Mormons River is based on the height of this theoretical new Ragged Mountain Dam. And
okay.
It was tied to volumes of Ragged Mountain Dam.
And now don't get too confusing.
Okay. And if we would be using a smaller volume, a final volume, these trigger points of where we would put more water in the Mormons would have to change.
Yeah. So can't you just go to DEQ and say we want to change this?
So we would say, well, okay, that makes sense. We will lower our trigger points so that Mormons gets the same amount of water at the same drought stage than they would under the old plan. It's a matter of changing the triggers.
Yeah.
And I don't think is a major issue. I do think that some people are trying to make a bigger deal out of this to imply that it's an undoable proposition.
Is there some fear-mongering going on the part of advocates of the old plan?
There's been fear-mongering going on
the whole time,
yeah. And I think that's kind of what
got us. We're going to run out of water. We better hurry. We got to do this.
The permit can't be modified. You can't change the permit. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
All of this is, we were at the DEQ. We know permits can be modified. We know it's not that expensive. I want the public to know, support the Norris plan. It is an excellent way for affordable water for all of us, county and city, for 40 years.
Yeah, you know, the chair of Ravana had an interesting analogy that I think summed it up when they were talking about how much we needed. And he said, well, you know, DEQ, it's almost like you're going to a cafeteria. And DEQ would give you your 2,000 calories that you need. But what if you want lobster and steak? Well, that you can't get lobster and steak. And my answer to that is, look, we are not an affluent community, despite what some people think. I don't need lobster and steak. I don't want to pay for lobster and steak. I just need my 2,000 calories, which I need to live on.
Yeah.
And
water's water. It's just,
and,
yeah.
And so I think we can do right by the Mormons River. None of us are saying that the existing flows in Mormons River are defensible. There's no question that Ravana is not managing that river very well. We do think that the permit should be modified so that we can put more water in earlier. We don't dispute that.
Yeah.
And we think DEQ would be happy to do that.
Kevin Lynch, Betty Mooney, and Dee Dee Smith with Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you. And thank you to your telephone folks.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.